ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد. Then there will be a group of people that will be invited by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Who are those people? Those people are those whose hearts are connected with the masajid. Who are connected with the masajid. And I don't want to be a judge. You don't be a judge. Be a judge for yourself. Where is that heart connected? Everyone knows the condition of the heart. As we know that Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. A sound heart will determine the position of a human being on the day of judgment. Allah will see what is in that heart. So if the heart is connected with the mosque, maybe a person cannot make it to the mosque. He is working in an office in the city. He can't make it to the mosque for Zuhr and Asr, but his heart is connected to the mosque. He will be granted that shade. And a person may be in the mosque, but his heart is not connected in the mosque. He may be forced to come to the mosque, but his heart is not connected with the mosque. He will not be blessed with this honor. رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ. His heart is connected wherever he is, his heart is connected with the mosque. He will be allowed to stand under that shade. وَرَجُلَانْ تَحَابَا فِي اللَّهِ اِجْتَمَعَا عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَا عَلَيْهِ. Two people that love each other for the sake of Allah. The Prophet of Allah says, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Loving another brother for the sake of Allah. وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ. Disliking another person for the sake of Allah. Disliking the actions of that person for the sake of Allah. وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ. And giving for the sake of Allah. وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ. And withdrawing for the sake of Allah. فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. This characteristic will entitle you to the perfection of Iman. رَجُلَانْ تَحَابَى لِلَّهِ اجْتَمَعَا عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَا عَلَيْهِ. When they get together, it is to please Allah. When they disperse, it is to please Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَرَجُلٌ طَلَبَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ وَرَجُلٌ طَلَبَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالْ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. A person that has been invited by a young lady, vice versa, a person that has been invited by a young lady, ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ, who has status in the community, وَجَمَالٍ, and she is very, very attractive, vice versa. But what is the reply of the person that is being invited to sin? إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. I cannot accept your invitation because there is a hindrance, there is an obstacle that is known as taqwa, the fear of Allah, the awareness of Allah, I am pulling away. إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. If a person is confronted or cornered, or he has that opportunity, think about it. That for the pleasure of a few moments, we displease Allah Rabbul Izzat. But what a great honor we miss out on. Imagine that horrifying moment when people around you, people that you know, people that you do not know, people that were close to you, people that were not close to you, people that were very dear to you, people that were not so dear to you, will be covered in their sweat. And then I am treated in the same fashion by Allah because there was a test in my life. I could have pulled away and be entitled to this great ni'mah of Allah. But I fell into the trap. And I fulfilled my desires for a few moments. And I was deprived of such a ni'mah. طَلَبَتْهُ إِمْرَأَ. One of the biggest sicknesses nowadays, other than interest, is zina. It is alcohol, freely available even in Muslim countries. The youth has the power, but protect your shield of modesty. Remain pure. Do not commit that crime that will only give you pleasure for a few moments, but your entire life, if you do not make tawbah and repentance, it will bother you and it will come to haunt you. On the day of judgment, that Allah will say, there is this shade, but you are not allowed to stand under the shade. وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمْ شِمَالُهُ مَا أَنْفَقَتْ يَمِينُهُ. And there's a person that gives in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. تَصَدَّقَ بِالصَّدَقَى. He gives in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But he does not want people to know about it. He does not want this to be publicized. He does not want it to be famous in the community that I am sakhi, I am generous, I am a giver. No. فَأَخْفَاهَا. He keeps it very, very concealed. He does not allow this to open to anyone. So much so, حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمْ شِمَالُهُ مَا أَنْفَقَتْ يَمِينُ. That when he gives with his right hand, not even his left hand knows about it. Not even his left hand knows about it. Not even his wife knows about it. Some brothers, they come and they say, Imam Sahib, I give, but my wife does not allow me to give. Why do you tell your wife? Why do you tell your wife? When you're given in the path of Allah, why do you have to tell your wife? Why do you give the accounts to your wife? You are the breadwinner. You provide. You should be provided. The account should be in your hand, and especially when you are given some charity, no one should know about it. It is you and Allah Rabbul Izzat. Of course, if you want your wife to contribute in that charity, of course, there can be a mashura. But when you want to give from your wealth, give without anyone knowing. The Prophet of Allah has said that a person who does good behind closed doors, he should beautify his act with sincerity. He should beautify his act with sincerity. He should not even allow his wife to know, who is sleeping, that I am praying tahajjud. Because a day will come that Allah will allow everyone to know your good act. This is the qudrat of Allah. It is the sunnah of Allah. You do something that is good behind closed doors, everyone will know about it. People say there's something about this person. He is pious. They haven't seen him pray tahajjud. They haven't seen him recite Quran at home. But it is the sunnah of Allah. He will allow everyone to know. Vice versa, if a person does something wrong at home, he thinks no one knows about it, Allah will disclose that in front of the community as well. So a person should fear Allah at all times. And the last one, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. A person that remembers Allah Rabbul Izzat in private, he wakes up in the night, his wife does not know, his children do not know, no one knows that he has woken up. He opens the door very, very carefully without making a sound. He turns on the tap without making a sound. He performs wudu without making a sound. He returns to his musalla and he starts to pray. Then he glorifies Allah, exalts Allah Rabbul Izzat. ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ خَالِيًا. خَالِيًا, in private. And now when he remembers Allah, thinks about Allah, thinks about how he is treating Allah, what is his behavior towards Allah, what is his behavior towards the deen of Allah, what is his behavior towards his brothers, sisters, فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. He cries profusely. His tears trickle. His eyes start to shed tears. This person will be allowed to stand under the shade on the day of judgment, a day that is horrifying to humanity, a day that no shade will be provided other than that shade. Now it is for us to bring ourselves under the banner of one of these groups. Connect your heart with the masjid. Protect your shield of modesty. Love each other for the sake of Allah. Protect the organs that Allah has given to you. Use it properly. Youngsters, they say, the ulama, the wise people, the capable people say, and to the elders as well, that what has happened in the past, we really can't change it. We made a mistake, we can't really change it. But a Muslim is that person that he does not forget about the sin. Meaning that if he has made a mistake in the past, he doesn't sweep it under the carpet and forgets about it. But he does not allow any dust to remain to sweep under the carpet. That he makes tawbah and erases the sin from his account and erases and removes the effect of that sin from his life so it cannot come back to haunt him in the future. Because the sin will come back to haunt if we sweep it under the carpet. Even if we sweep a secret under the carpet, it comes back to haunt us one day. And who brings out that secret? A person whose knowledge is limited. But what about the knowledge of Allah? Alim, Allam, Alim. All three qualities have been mentioned in the Quran. Alim, Alim, Allam. The brothers that understand Arabic, they can understand the power behind this. Alim, Allam, Alim. So that secret, that dust will come out of the carpet. Make tawbah. That what we are doing, if it is incorrect, oh Allah, forgive us. And we will live a life that is reformed. That is in accordance to what you want. And oh Allah, we are kamzor, we are weak. We will fall. We will become a prey to the Satan, to the desires, to the rebellious desires. But oh Allah, you give us the strength. So we can connect ourselves with those places that you love daily. Are we ready to do that? InshaAllah, Allah Rabbul Izzah give us tawfiq to implement what we have heard. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.